Most of us enter into parenthood with a sense of idealism. We hold a cute little baby and stare in wonder at his fresh skin, rosebud mouth, and perfect round ears. As his tiny fingers curl around ours, an unspoken resolve fills our heart to raise this little one well, to raise a child who will make a difference in this world. And then reality hits. If the sleepless nights or unexplained crying that cannot be soothed does not cause doubt to set in, the first time your child throws a tantrum out in public just might. Maybe it happened when he pulled out all the toys that you had just tidied up, or you caught him in a little white lie after working on truthfulness over and over again. You might have felt like throwing up the white flag of surrender as he races laps around you, insisting that he is not tired at bedtime, or magically disappears right after you ask him to help you with something. When they get wild and crazy, it can be tempting to calm and contain them with video games or a tablet. We all agree, parenting is not for the faint of heart. It takes dedication and a whole lot of consistency as we learn in a radical way to put our children's needs, not once, above our own. It is easy to get tired and weary because some days it is just inevitable. It can be tempting to ease up and allow our children to do things we said we would never let them do, or to let bad behavior slide because we just do not want to deal with it at that moment. Between the idealism of new parenthood and the drudgery of day-to-day parenting, fatalism can set in, and we begin to accept the cultural stereotypes about boys. We must not let this happen. There are a lot of people talking about the problem, but where are the solutions? We all need practical ideas for inspiring the next generation of boys and changing the microculture in which our boys will grow up. We need a roadmap, if you will, pointing the way to go. Something that provides direction, but also the flexibility to allow each family and each boy the ability to make the path his own. The aim of this book is to do just that, to give you a strategy and plan to inspire the imagination of young boys and lay the groundwork for creating a family and community culture that prepares our boys to thrive and make the world around them a better place. Is it possible to raise these boys of ours to be confident and yet kind? Is it possible to capitalize on all the energy and drive of young boyhood to captivate their imagination as they are propelled toward adulthood? Enter the world of knights. They've mesmerized boys ever since medieval times when real ones roamed the land. My boys were no different. If it is possible to be both starry-eyed and stoically focused, this is how I would describe my boys when we first delved into the history of the Middle Ages. This is when I read about chivalry for the first time. What I learned surprised me. I had always thought of chivalry as merely how a man treats a woman, but it is far more than that. It's an entire code of conduct. As my boys waged imaginary battles all around me, I read and was filled with the vision of raising modern-day knights. I desired to raise my boys to treat others with respect, to fight for what is right and good, to stand against injustice and evil, to defend and protect those who are weak. Although the culture at large increasingly demeans women, I wanted to raise strong sons who would show thoughtfulness and care, not only for the women they encounter each day, but for everyone. I saw an opportunity to inspire my boys to seek to build one another up instead of tearing others down. In a me-focused culture, I wanted to emphasize loving God first, and from there, loving others. So as we learned about the history of the Middle Ages, we delved into character development, too.